This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day in honour of former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren, who passed away this morning at the age of 81 in New Delhi. The former Jharkhand Chief Minister was suffering from a kidney ailment and had suffered a stroke a month and a half ago. He was on life support system for the last 1 month at Sir Gangaram Hospital in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have expressed grief over the demise of Shibu Soren in a social media post. Mr. Modi termed the former Jharkhand CM as a grassroots leader who rose through the ranks of public life with unwavering dedication to the people. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over various issues.
लोकतंत्र में नियोजित तरीके से सदन को बाधित करना ये लोकतंत्र प्रक्रियाओं के लिए अच्छा नहीं है, परंपराओं के लिए भी अच्छा नहीं है। आप कोई भी मुद्दे हो, कोई भी सवाल हो, आप प्रश्नकाल के बाद हमसे मिलें, हम नियम प्रक्रियाओं के अंदर आपको हर मुद्दों पर चर्चा करने का पर्याप्त मौका देंगे। मुझे लगता है कि आप नियोजित तरीके से ही सदन को बाधित करना चाहते हैं, इसलिए सदन की कार्रवाई आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है।
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia is likely to move the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill aims to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons, ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance, ethics and fair play of the Olympic and sports movement, and established legal standards. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation, including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assuming the office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. In a departure statement, the Philippines President described India as a valued friend. Mr. Marcos emphasized that shared democratic values, maritime interests and regional peace form the foundation for deeper, broader and more meaningful bilateral cooperation with India. In cricket, the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with hosts England set to resume their second innings at 339 for 6 against India. England needs just 35 more runs to win, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim victory and level the series. Prasidh Krishna has been the pick of the Indian bowlers, claiming 3 wickets, while Muhammad Siraj has contributed with 2. India posted an impressive 396 in their second innings with the help of a brilliant 118 from Yashasvi Jaiswal, along with key half-centuries from Akash Deep, Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar. In Pakistan, over 300 people, including 140 children, have died and over 715 people were injured since June the 26th. Due to monsoon-triggered rains and landslides. In its latest report, the National Disaster Management Authority said out of the total death toll, 140 were children, 102 men and 57 were women. Detailing the damage to public property, the report estimated that a total of 1,676 houses were damaged, out of which 562 homes were destroyed completely. Iran's Supreme National Security Council has approved the formation of a new defense council led by President Masoud Pezeshkian. The official media reported the council will centralize the review of defense plans and boost the capabilities of the Iranian armed forces. It includes the heads of the executive judiciary and legislative branches, along with top military commanders and key ministries. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau has called out social media accounts for spreading false claims regarding recent tariff-related developments between India and the US. The fact-check unit has warned users not to fall for misinformation and fake propaganda being circulated online. And with that, we end this news bulletin.